Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Oh, yeah, and of course it's V-Day today. Bianca, where are you positioned?
Oh, look, happy V-Day, guys. I'm on the Gold Coast where it's all happening at the moment. So 8:30 is when the first jab will be given. That's at the Gold Coast University Hospital. That's the only hub that's open today. They reckon they'll get to about 100 people today. So 100 people on the Gold Coast will be vaccinated, the first Queenslanders to get the jab.
Bianca, what's the criteria for those first people going to get the jab? What do you have to meet?
Yeah, they're all the frontline healthcare workers, also those quarantine workers who are at the hotels and that sort of thing. And the other people getting the jab will be people in aged care. So the hub will be set up at the Gold Coast University Hospital for those frontline workers. And then at the aged care facilities, they will have people going out to those ones and giving them the vaccinations. They hope to get through about 1,000 people this week. The vaccine will be given at the PA hospital from Wednesday.
It's not very many. This is going to take a long time if that's all we're doing.
Yeah, it's a slow rollout. It's, you know, slow and steady because it's a supply issue as well. So at the moment we've only got the Pfizer one. Once the AstraZeneca comes online, then it'll be a bit quicker. So things will speed up. So PA on Wednesday, up in Cairns by Friday. They reckon, though, they're going to get through all eligible Queensland adults by the end of October. So that's fairly ambitious.
So if I'm a 65-year-old retiree, Betty, sitting in Ashmore on the Gold Coast, I don't need to go out and get my hands on the COVID vaccine straight up. My time will come.
Yeah, no, Betty, hold your horses there. You're not getting the vaccine just yet. It's a case of don't call us, we'll call you. That's what the government's saying. So just hold on, Betty.
Betty, can you go out to the balcony and keep smoking your holiday 50s, okay, and have a drink at about 1 o'clock this afternoon? Hey, what about Palaszczuk? Well, she was saying on your news last night, just don't expect too much.
Please, everyone, do not turn up anywhere tomorrow for the vaccine. The majority of the population will start seeing the rollout around middle of the year.
For her. So,
She's not getting it either. She's not getting it in the first round either. So if Remy doesn't get it, then... And neither is the chief health officer. She's staying away from it at the moment. But that's not to say it's not safe.
Okay.
They're just not in that category that needs it just yet.
There are still a lot of concerns around it, though. There was a poll, a survey done where people are still not overly, you know, convinced that they want to get it done. It hasn't been made mandatory. But what are the, you know, the rules of engagement in and around if you choose not to get the vaccine?
Yeah, people can make their own choice. No one has to get the vaccine. No, it's not being made mandatory anywhere. I think some workplaces might, you know, ask you to be vaccinated, but it is completely up to the individual. This is the vaccine, though, that has been approved by the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Things don't go lightly through there, so I have full confidence that this vaccine is safe.
How are they going to know that we've had it? Is there, like, something that they scan? Is there a code? Do we get a passport?
Yeah, a little certificate, and they're talking about having that on your phone as well, so you can show, you know, proof that you've had the vaccine.
And you can't tell me that won't be used when international travel resumes. You'll need that.
Imagine if it was like the old stamp you got at the nightclub lineup where they shine the blue light over you. Could you imagine all the old residue that would be up my arm?
Bianca, we know you've never been to a nightclub with such...
Bianca Stone, Channel 7 Sunrise. Thank you for running us through all that, Bianca.
No worries, guys. And hey, if you are watching the telly at the moment, keep an eye out for Ninja Nan. She is the Gold Coast grandmother.
Hey, tell us, yeah.
She deserves a crack on Kevi Walters' team, I tell you. She has taken down a Pimpamar purse pincher in the car park of the Pimpamar Tavern when he tried
Hold
to
Hold on. That. Bianca Stone, did you get that in? Are you a Pimpamar purse pincher?
On the wrong punter.
What did she hit him with?
She hit him with a big left hook. No, she chased him down, kicked off her shoes, chased him down, tackled him in the car park. This is a woman who suffers from emphysema too. Got him in her head.
Hold on to me, holiday 50s. Take me oxygen tank. I need to get this bloke.
All right, we'll check that out.
Absolutely.
That's more fun than vaccine.
Channel 7 Sunrise. Bianca Stone, thank you again.
What about the alliteration?